initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Greetings, this is Reverend Billy in the Church of Stop Shopping in New York. I had a dream, and it was a sexy dream. And I know that ministers aren't supposed to tell their congregations about their sexy dreams, probably, but I can't help myself. I was standing in front of 25 or 30 desks, just a sea of very rich-looking hardwood, shiny, varnished, antique desks. And sitting at the desks were two people. Each desk had two people. One was a very wealthy millionaire, billionaire from upscale upper Manhattan. And the other one was a high priest, priestess of banking, you know. And they were sitting, the two of them, at each desk. They were sitting at the screen. They're glowing in their faces with their investments. They're moving gas and oil investments around. Because I was in J.P. Morgan Chase in this dream, and J.P. Morgan Chase is the top financier of gas and oil, of emissions that make the climate violent, that cause the fire and the flood and the suffering and the death all over this world right now. That's what they're moving around on that screen. And then suddenly, I was preaching, you see, in this dream, and I said something. What was it? I said something that made them all of them, at all the 25 desks, they stood up immediately, and they walked away, and they all walked home. The little bank priests and the billionaires, they walked home to their loved ones, and they told their loved ones, "We're changing our lives." Now, what did I say? What did I say that made them do that? I've got to find out, because if I can find out, I'm going to repeat it again and again and again. Something must have been something like, "Oh, stop pretending, people, that we have any more time. We're out of time. There is no more time. The earth is in a revolutionary upheaval everywhere. The fire and the flood, the suffering and death. The children going under the waves. The children in flames. Oh, let's stop it. Let's love life. The earth wants us to love living. The earth is speaking."
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You can go down the list, because again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products, Mr. Diamond?
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products, Mr. Diamond?
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America. Road to hell for America. Road to hell for America. Road to hell for America.
This is the year. This is the year. At 100,000 employees, J.P. Morgan Chase. This is the year. This is the year. The 100 million customers of J.P. Morgan Chase begin to become aware of the deadly consequences of their banking. Of their banking. And they stood up. All of them. All of them. They stand up and they walk home to their loved ones and they share the news. We don't have any more time. We have to change our lives. We're changing. Change, hallelujah. Change. Change, hallelujah. Earth, hallelujah.
Extinction is real. Extinction is here. We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember if someone does survive. Extinction is real. Extinction is here. We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember if someone does survive. Extinction is real.
Extinction is real.
Extinction is here.
Extinction is here.
We better say I love you.
Extinction, my God, what a word. It's everywhere, it's nowhere. It's loud, it's unheard.
Extinction is real. Extinction is here. We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember if someone does survive.
The end of birth. I'd like to start out with a quotation from Michael Soule and Bruce Wilcox. Death is one thing, an end to birth is something else. Tropical forests, wetlands, estuaries, and the coral reefs beneath the ocean's surface are home ecosystems for most of the life on Earth. Tropical forests are the home of half of all species, and they are one-third gone. Caught in the slash-and-burn lumbering, fast food, grazing, and accelerating birth rates, the planet will be deforested for our children. We are turning out the lights on the creation of life. Life needs enough life, forests and oceans of it, to keep making life. Life-alleluiah? Put it this way, evolution to work needs its genetic pool, its laboratory, its wildness. Human beings are making this declaration. With our creation, evolution is complete. Nature got us going, but now it's final destination time. Push that throttle on to greatness. Well, that greatness could be over in a few days. In the early 90s, Mr. Ed Bass, from a Texas oil family, financed an experiment in which miniatures of some of Earth's ecosystems were sequestered with a group of scientists inside a glass bubble called Biosphere 2. It's near Tucson, Arizona. They housed a coral reef in one wing with pumps cycling salt water, and then there was a rainforest in another wing, and so on. They introduced a few lizards and insects, but no mammals, no birds. Membership in this club anticipated a mostly human Earth. Space colonization was mentioned in early press conferences as a motive for this hermetically sealed experiment. A comedy of bad science loomed over the project, even before scientists started sneaking out for chocolate bars. Inside the bubble, they couldn't get the trees to stand up straight. They caressed the bark. The trees drooped sadly. They discovered that trees need wind. They get their strength from swaying in the breeze. So they tried fanning the trees inside their expensive terrarium. But the trees just leaned and leaned. Trees need wind. It was recently discovered that 45% of all the CO2 stored on land is inside trees. So, the wind makes a tree into a tree, and the tree also makes the wind into wind by cleaning it, scrubbing the carbon, and returning the oxygen over and over. Wind needs wind. Wind needs trees. Trees need trees. Trees need wind. Humans need both. We're witnessing the extinction of hundreds of thousands of species of life. Birds, mammals, frogs, lizards, bees, butterflies, woody plants, flowers, even bacteria. We select some to save, conserve, preserve. We make them into media stars and treasure them. But this planet is our greenhouse now, and we don't plan on sharing it much. The ongoing and upcoming extinction wave seems to leave us officially unimpressed. This is an apocalypse of accumulating silence. The idea that we would remain the only living thing, with Earth repurposed to include only pets, little microclimate sample pocket parks, a rainforest the size of a par 3 golf hole, and museums full of extinct in the wilds animals staring back at us in wonder. That's hell. But at least it's a temporary one, since we would not survive long. Who would say that human beings are the only life worth saving? It seems so absurd, and yet that seems to be the plan. The most basic, far-reaching policy of the United States leadership at this time is to do nothing, say nothing, change nothing. In this slow-motion orgy of death, we go about our day with the understanding that life as we know it is ending. We go to work if we can find it, raise our kids if we can find them, have sex if we can get it, sleep and wake up. We know it won't be long.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Since the year 2000, glaciers outside Greenland and Antarctica have lost about 270 billion tons of ice per year, a rate more than a third higher than in the previous decade. A study published in Nature combines data from 230 regional estimates and confirms that human-caused warming is driving rapid glacier retreat. Scientists warn that continued emissions will determine whether up to half of the world's glacier ice is lost by 2100. Scientists found up to 3,000 microplastic particles per liter of Antarctic snow, with an average of 800 particles, much higher than a 2022 study's estimate of 29 particles per liter. The most common plastics were polyamide, PET, and polyethylene, used in textiles, outdoor gear, and packaging, suggesting both local and long-distance pollution sources. Scientists warn these tiny particles can harm wildlife by interfering with feeding, growth, and reproduction, adding stress to already fragile ecosystems. Since late January, 90 cases of measles have been identified in the South Plains region of Texas. At least 16 patients have been hospitalized as a result. The majority of reported measles cases were in children and teenagers. Minors between the ages of 5 and 17 accounted for 51 cases. Children under 4 made up 26. Most patients' parents had chosen not to immunize them against the highly contagious illness. Experts have warned that additional cases are likely to occur in South Plains and neighboring communities given measles' contagious nature. Countries around the world use more land for golf courses than wind or solar energy, according to a new study published in the journal Environmental Research Communications. While the land requirements of renewable energy projects are often criticized in public debates, this study highlights a striking contrast. Vast areas are allocated to golf courses, which serve a relatively small, often affluent population. The study shows that in countries such as the US and the UK, far more land is allocated to golf courses than to renewable energy facilities. Narcissists feel ostracized more frequently than their less self-absorbed peers, according to research published by the American Psychological Association. This may stem not only from being shunned due to their personalities, but from a tendency to misinterpret ambiguous social signals as exclusion. Feeling ostracized is a subjective experience based on the perception of social cues by the individual. Some may be intentionally ostracized, while others may merely believe they are being excluded when that's not the case, said lead author Christian Buettner. Our findings suggest that individuals with higher levels of narcissism are more sensitive to exclusion cues, leading them to perceive ostracism more frequently. While narcissism can take various forms, the researchers chose to focus exclusively on grandiose narcissism, which includes traits such as entitlement, dominance, a strong desire for admiration, and a tendency to seek status and recognition. Researchers at Karolinska Institute in Sweden have discovered that breathing affects the size of the human pupil. The study published in the Journal of Physiology shows that the pupil is smallest during inhalation and largest during exhalation, something that could affect vision. The pupil controls how much light reaches the eye and is fundamental to our vision and how we perceive our surroundings. Three mechanisms that can change the size of the pupil have been known for over a century: the amount of light, focus, distance, and cognitive factors such as emotion or mental effort. Scientists have discovered a fourth, breathing. The pupil is smallest around inhalation onset and largest during exhalation. Researchers are now investigating whether changes in pupil size during breathing also affect vision. Previous research shows that smaller pupils make it easier to see details, while larger pupils help us find hard-to-see objects. Results suggest that vision may switch between optimizing for distinguishing small details when we inhale and detecting faint objects when we exhale, all within a single breathing cycle. New research shows that turtles are responding to climate change by nesting earlier. Researchers monitoring nesting green and loggerhead turtles in Cyprus have discovered they are returning to their regular nesting spots earlier each year to compensate for rising temperatures. In sea turtles, temperature determines the biological sex of offspring, with more females born when it is warmer, as well as fewer successful hatchings when it gets too hot. Turtles also have natal philopatry, which means they return to nest in the area where they themselves hatched. A research team from the University of Exeter and the Society for the Protection of Turtles predicts, using three decades of data, that by 2100, there will be hardly any new loggerhead turtle offspring produced unless the turtles counter the higher temperatures by moving their nesting season forward. The supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way appears to be emitting a nearly constant light. Using NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, a Northwestern University-led team of astrophysicists has gained the longest, most detailed glimpse yet of the void that lurks in the middle of our galaxy. The swirling disk of gas and dust orbiting the central supermassive black hole called Sagittarius A is emitting a constant stream of flares with no periods of rest. While some flares are faint flickers lasting seconds, other flares are blindingly bright eruptions which spew daily. There are also even fainter flickers that surge for months at a time. Research from St. Olaf College and the University of Denver, published in Current Biology, found that a parasitic fly in Hawaii has evolved to eavesdrop on the mating calls of Pacific field crickets. The flies were likely introduced to the islands by Polynesian settlers and European cargo ships. The research found that in Hawaii, the acoustic parasitic fly has quickly evolved more sensitive hearing across a range of sound frequencies that are prominent in recently evolved and rapidly changing cricket calling songs. This adaptation in their hearing improves the fly's ability to locate hosts for their larvae, increasing their chances of survival. In turn, some male Pacific field crickets have evolved new songs through wing mutations so as not to become prey to carrying the larvae of the female parasitic fly. This is a classic example of adaptation and counter-adaptation. A group of psychologists and economists in Spain have found evidence that women are more generous than men after they conducted experiments with volunteers playing the dictator game. The dictator game is a type of ultimatum game developed by psychologists to determine if people act solely out of self-interest. Players are given a certain amount of money and are asked if they would like to share some or all of it with a second anonymous player. The second player is at the mercy of the first. They will receive only the amount offered by the first player. Women were far more likely to give some of the money to the second player and overall gave away 40% more money than men. Scientists note that generosity was measured in a constrained environment, so it is not known if such gender differences exist where people know those who might be receiving the money or when others might be watching to judge them. Tasmanian authorities plan to euthanize 90 surviving false killer whales in a group of 157 animals that have stranded on a beach near Arthur River on the state's remote northwest coast. Marine conservation experts, including wildlife veterinarians, arrived at the site, confirming 90 animals were still alive. The last false killer whale mass stranding occurred in June 1974 at Black River Beach, also on Tasmania's northwest coast. The false killer whale, despite its common name, is a highly sociable species of dolphin. The animals, which grow to about 6 meters long, form large pods that can predispose them to mass strandings. And now the sounds of extinction, the white-bellied heron, also known as the imperial heron or great white-bellied heron, is a large heron species living in the foothills of the eastern Himalayas in northeast India and Bhutan and stretching to northern Myanmar. It inhabits undisturbed rivers and wetlands. It has been listed as critically endangered since 2007. The global population is estimated at less than 250 mature individuals. They are threatened by habitat loss and human disturbance. The white-bellied heron is mostly dark gray with a white throat and underparts. They are the second largest heron species, standing almost 5 feet tall with a 7-foot wingspan. And hear the sound of the white-bellied heron.
Capitalism tracks our desire. Silver warehouses in Utah are packed full of our secrets. But when we are intimate, we go down into each other's darkness. We touch all the way in. We unearth sighing, crying secrets that we did not know we had. Silicon Valley cannot locate the origins of climate change. They can't figure out our loving either. This is our strength. We can escape Trump's billionaires. Picture a scene from a bad rom-com. Lovers holding hands are running from the downpour of pixels, escaping into the forest. The nefarious corporations have an idea. They will virtualize the entire forest. Trapped. The lovers desperately pant in the film's poignant final scene. I actually love you. We are actual, aren't we? Aren't we actual? Children, we are actual. That is today's version of Whose Streets? Our Streets. We are actual. Love cannot be televised, not really. Love cannot be computerized, or VR'd, or AI'd. Love cannot be uploaded on a SpaceX rocket to Mars. Love is always escaping into the forest. Back into the earth, where the revolutionaries plot their return. And so, on behalf of the Church of Stop Shopping, Jason Candler, our editor, and Savitri D, the reporter of the Earth News, well, I know that the Stop Shopping singers and there are lots of people to thank today, but we reach out to the radio stations across the country that are broadcasting us. Thank you so much for being our partner in this Earthaluya project. Amen. Will somebody give me an Earthaluya?